Welcome back to Ignite Your Light, a podcast that connects creatives, healers, and entrepreneurs through spirituality and wellness. My name is Riley Webster. I am your host, and today I am popping on for a little solo episode. And I would like to speak to you about why the good vibes only, think positive, New Age paradigm is kind of bullshit. Because by only thinking positive, we are completely bypassing the human emotions that we're going to feel in the sometimes complicated, crazy human experience. I feel that there is a lot of superstition around this, around, oh, if I think negative, I'm going to attract negative things into my life, and all of those beliefs that go into that. So there's almost like a fear of going there, a fear of feeling like, oh, you know what, I am afraid, or I am doubting myself, or I'm feeling pretty low. And it breeds a lot of shame around the topic. It breeds shame around, oh, why am I feeling sad? I should be positive. I should be thinking positive. Or if something bad happens, it's like, oh, maybe I created this because I was thinking negative about this certain situation. And I was listening to a teacher on Facebook. She goes under the name Transformational Teaching. I'll link her below. But she was actually speaking about how what's meant for us won't miss us. So instead of muscling our way into thinking positive and manifesting what we want, maybe we can let go just a little bit, do just a little bit less, and allow it to show up for us without feeling like we need to do so much about it. So I'm all for, you know, creating our intentions and, you know, setting goals that can shift. I've talked about that too. I don't like setting too specific of goals because I think outcomes can change as we shift and change. So setting intentions and, you know, kind of having a forward vision for ourselves, I think that that's amazing. And I think it's actually really necessary. But not to get too stuck in this feeling that we can only get what we want by thinking positive about it, by, you know, actionably manifesting it, by making sure that it comes into our lives. What is meant for us won't miss us. And I think we actually slow the process when we don't acknowledge the feelings that are below the surface, those really deep-rooted ones that need paying attention to and need self-compassion and love. And even just the thought that there's positive thinking and negative thinking, I don't feel like this even really makes sense. There's a difference between, you know, ruminating over our thoughts and mulling them over and kind of thinking like, woe is me, playing the victim card. But there's also a need to acknowledge that, and then allow ourselves to move on and acknowledge that this whole new age, positive thinking only, blah, blah, blah. It's really, I feel like it's a form of spiritual bypassing. And, you know, a lot of people aren't going to even be able to think positively all the time. It's not possible. It's not possible to think that everything is great all the time. And I don't mean, you know, really like start ruminating about everything. That's not it. But when you are going through something or just living your day to day, being able to be super honest with yourself about how you feel about things, that's what makes you authentic. And then when you can really actually get to the root of those feelings and acknowledge them, you don't need to psychoanalyze them and know that this links to this and, oh, you're feeling this because she said this or whatever. You don't need to psychoanalyze it, but just acknowledging what is there is a really powerful practice for actually manifesting what you want and actually bringing that into your life. And the more that you can let go of let's say the attachment to thinking you know what's best for you, and the attachment to thinking that being positive all the time is what's going to bring that to you, the more you can rest into your body and your soul and know that just being who you are is completely enough. And just being you and being honest and authentic you to the core, acknowledging everything in your life, every emotion in your life, that's what's going to help you bring things into your life that are actually true and actually in alignment and actually not from this egoic place. So I just wanted to share that with you as you start the week. It's Monday, if you're listening to this on the day that I've published it. So a good practice for coming back into your body and acknowledging these things is just getting quiet for a bit. So maybe I invite you to maybe go for a walk today with no music, or maybe sit in a quiet place in your house and just close your eyes for a few moments and just notice what's going on for you without analyzing and labeling or judging things as positive or negative, good and bad. Acknowledging anything that's there, fear, happiness, joy, excitement, sadness, self-doubt, anything that's there, just acknowledge it. And maybe you do a few minutes of journaling, just free writing, just anything to help you get a little bit more clarity and closer to yourself. And know that what is meant for you is on its way to you, and there's really no way that you can mess that up. So trust yourself, trust your journey, and trust that everything is being delivered in divine timing. I love you, and we will chat soon.